The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and this episode is coming to you on Friday, July 30th, after a couple of days of New York Giants training camp. A couple of interesting days in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and yours truly has been fortunate enough to be in attendance for the first couple of practices. So thought we would spend a little bit of time just going through some of the things that I've seen, some of the things that have happened over the first couple of days. So let's get right to that as we as the Giants, you know, get further and further into the swing of 2021 training camp. And the first thing we have to talk about is obviously what happened with tight end slash wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin, obviously released by the Giants on Wednesday after an odd occurrence on the field Wednesday morning, where Joe Judge spoke to Benjamin, where that conversation apparently got heated and also involved Dave Gettleman. There's a good picture that we posted on Big Blue View of Gettleman standing in between Benjamin and Judge. And there's also some video of Benjamin, you know, walking off the field after that confrontation, followed by Dave Gettleman. All of that obviously resulted in Benjamin being released on Wednesday afternoon by the Giants. And listen, you know, I read the report from Zach Rosenblatt of NJ Advanced Media, who did a terrific job in tracking Benjamin down on Wednesday evening and getting some reaction from a very bitter, very upset Benjamin, you know, following his release by the Giants. And listen, I understand, you know, Benjamin's frustration, but I have absolutely zero sympathy for the man. This is a man who had not played in the NFL in the last two seasons, didn't play in 2019 or 2020, had really one opportunity at a comeback in the NFL, and that's with the New York Giants. That's with the general manager who drafted him in Carolina in the first round back in 2014, that being, of course, current Giants general manager Dave Gettleman. I quite honestly don't think there's another general manager in the league who would have given Benjamin an opportunity to make a comeback, but Gettleman did and gave him a tryout rookie minicamp, and the Giants signed him to a contract to see if he could make a transition to tight end. And listen, you know, if you read the story from Zach Rosenblatt of NJ Advanced Media, this came down to an issue about Benjamin's weight. Listen, he's listed at 6'5", 245 pounds, and he admitted playing wide receiver at a preposterous 265 pounds. And apparently what the crux of the issue was that the Giants asked him, after he had reported and gone through mandatory minicamp at 265, the Giants asked him to report to training camp at 251. They asked him to lose some weight before training camp. Rather than do that, Benjamin showed up at training camp at 268 pounds, saying that he had chosen to add muscle rather than lose weight. Now, and he seemed to be flabbergasted on that Judge on Wednesday chose to tell him that the Giants were going to fine him, you know, for being 17 pounds overweight. Now, listen, I don't get this from Kelvin Benjamin's standpoint. He had one opportunity to return to being an NFL player. That was with the New York Giants. He's not going to get another one from another team in the NFL. No one is going to touch him. What happened this week with the Giants makes him radioactive and, for all intents and purposes, ends his NFL career. Benjamin had one responsibility, whether he liked it or not. If the Giants wanted him to report at 251 pounds, he had to make a good faith effort to reach that weight, not to go his own way and do what he wanted. Benjamin seemed to have this idea that he was still, you know, that guy that was a number one draft choice, that was supposedly an NFL star 7 or 8 years ago, not a guy who was a fringe player who had a very slim chance of making the Giants roster to begin with. And you're not going to make a roster. You're not going to have a chance at all if you refuse to follow the direction of the coaching staff. If you don't want to do what the coaching staff wants you to do, then you're not going to be around. You have no argument to make. I simply don't understand what Kelvin Benjamin was thinking here. If he did not want to lose that weight, that's an argument he should have made with the New York Giants a month or a month and a half ago during mandatory minicamp, and they should have had a conversation about what they thought would be the best course of action instead of having this confrontation come up, you know, at the very beginning of training camp. Listen, Benjamin said an awful lot of nasty things about Joe Judge, complaining about the way that Judge treats people, complaining about his time with the Giants being a hoax, and saying that they were trying to sabotage him, and that you know, Gettleman was in his corner, but that the coaching staff, as I said, was trying to sabotage him and not really give him a chance and didn't want him around. And you know, complaining about how much Judge swears and how he treats people. And listen, Joe Judge is not everybody's cup of tea, but I have absolutely zero sympathy for Kelvin Benjamin in this situation. As I said, he had one opportunity to make a comeback to the NFL. That was with the New York Giants. What he had to do was simply get with the program, do what was asked. If he really, really wanted to be an NFL player, that's exactly what he would have done. But it's apparent to me that that's not really what Kelvin Benjamin wanted. And now he's out of the league, and the Giants will move on, and that will be that. You know, as I said, Joe Judge is not everybody's cup of tea. Joe Judge has rough edges. He's not always easy to listen to. He's probably not always easy to get along with. But the guys that have been with him in that locker room for the Giants, for you know, since the beginning of the 2020 season, those guys seem to understand him. Those guys seem to support him. They seem to believe in him. So I don't think that you should get all bent out of shape about Kelvin Benjamin going off on Joe Judge and saying that, you know, Judge will never be a success as an NFL head coach and all of the other bluster that came from Kelvin Benjamin. I just wouldn't worry about it. the whole Kelvin Benjamin experience with the Giants has turned into a regrettable, forgetful affair. And let's move on from that and see what happens and see how the Giants fill that roster spot that's vacated by, you know, by Benjamin, you know, being released. The big news from Thursday was the injury to starting left guard Shane Lemieux, second-year player out of Oregon, carted off the field with an apparent knee injury. The Giants released no other information other than the fact that it was a knee injury. We don't know how severe. We don't know which knee. We really didn't see how it happened. All we know is that during 11-on-11, he was carted off the field. So apparently Lemieux will have an MRI on Friday to determine the extent of the damage. And listen, you know, we'll cross our fingers and hope that it's not a serious injury, that the young man will be back soon, and that he'll start 17 games for the Giants this year at left guard. At Big Blue View, we went through on Thursday some of the possibilities that the Giants have on the roster if they have to replace Lemieux, and those include Zach Fulton, signed as a free agent. Also, veteran guards Kenny Wiggins, who has started a lot of games in the NFL, as has Fulton. Chad Slade, who's a veteran guard who's been an insurance policy for the Giants for the last couple of years. And second-year man Kyle Murphy, who made the practice squad as an undrafted free agent, spent the last part of last season on the active roster, but didn't see any action. So, you know, so those are the players that the Giants have on the roster as potential replacements for Lemieux. And of course, people are going to start to wonder about free agents. And listen, there are no perfect replacements at this point in free agency. Guys who don't have jobs for a reason at this point. There are a couple of names that might be intriguing. Chance Warmack is a guy who opted out of last season, didn't play in 2019 either, hasn't played since 2018, but was a really good player in the league at one point in time, and is a guy who has connections to Joe Judge and probably some of the other coaches on the Giants coaching staff, you know, from Judge's days in Alabama. Another intriguing name, one that piqued my interest when I saw it on Thursday, is actually DJ Fluker. Fluker was placed on IR by the Miami Dolphins on Thursday due to a meniscus injury in his knee. But the expectation, from what I understand, the expectation is that Fluker will be healthy in 3 or 4 weeks, which is a timeline that places that before week one of the regular season. And the expectation is that Fluker will get an injury settlement from the Miami Dolphins and be released. Now, if the Giants need an offensive lineman, you know, at that point in time, you know, Fluker's a guy that played well for the Giants a couple of years ago. He's a journeyman at this point. He seems to bounce from team to team and not stay anywhere for very long. But if Lemieux is out for an extended period of time or the full season, and again, we have no idea, perhaps Fluker, who was a popular guy in New York a couple of years ago, media favorite, fan favorite, played pretty well for New York. Fluker's a name to perhaps keep an eye on. All right, Giants fans, let's take a short break here for a word from our sponsors at SB Nation. When we come back, we'll talk about a few more training camp items.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
All right, Giants fans, Ed Valentine back here on the Valentine's Views podcast as we continue to look at what has happened so far during Giants training camp after 2 days of practices at Quest Diagnostics Training Center. There was a report on Thursday evening that the Giants are going to sign, or re-sign, I should say, veteran running back Alfred Morris, guy who filled in along with Wayne Gallman for the injured Saquon Barkley a year ago, did a pretty nice job, averaged more than 4 yards a carry. Morris is a 32-year-old guy, not going to be, you know, a workhorse at this point in his career, but he's a pro. He's a guy that Joe Judge and the Giants coaching staff have respect for. Showed a year ago that he still has the ability to run the football with some success. And the Giants are obviously sort of stockpiling running backs to make, in the event that Saquon Barkley isn't ready for the start of the season. So maybe this particular move isn't that big of a surprise. Morris joins Devontae Booker, Corey Clement, Gary Brightwell as options for the Giants behind Saquon Barkley. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Morris, but I have no problem with the Giants bringing him back. He's a serviceable veteran who, you know, like I said, gave the Giants, you know, good production a year ago, showed a really professional attitude, and seems to fit, you know, with the Joe Judge program here in New York. So a pretty interesting roster move there by the Giants. In light of the Kelvin Benjamin release, another name to keep an eye on is former Giant gunner / wide receiver Cody Core. There was a report this week that Core worked out for the Giants. And I'll be honest, when it comes to looking at Cody Core versus Kelvin Benjamin, I would take Cody Core on the Giants roster every day of the week. Cody Core, before tearing an Achilles tendon at the beginning of training camp with the Giants in 2020, was one of the absolute best gunners in the NFL. That particular skill set was really missed by the Giants a year ago as they sort of juggled gunners from week to week, you know, changed that around, tried to find the right combination of guys. If Cody Core is healthy, if Cody Core can still get up and down the field the way that he did 2 years ago for the Giants, I would be absolutely thrilled to see them bring him back, give him an opportunity to compete for one of the final roster spots, because I think that would be a huge addition to the Giants' special teams, especially to their punt coverage group. All right, something else that I wanted to talk about, you know, as fans always want to know who's doing well, who isn't doing well, what happened, you know, what kind of matchups were there, what happened during the practices and, you know, at training camp. And to be honest, there's not a lot to report from the first couple of days of practice. The NFL has instituted at the beginning of training camps now, they've instituted what they call an acclimation period. These first two practices were held in shorts and t-shirts. They were really, you know, non-contact practices, although of course there's a little bit of bumping and pushing and things like that. But there's really no all-out contact. There's no all-out competition. There aren't even any real one-on-ones with receivers and cornerbacks. So it's very difficult, virtually impossible to say, well, this guy had a standout practice. This guy had a bad practice. This guy caught a bunch of passes. This cornerback really struggled to cover anybody. So we're really, to this point, not able to give you guys any judgments like that. One thing I will say is that wide receiver David Sills, who was a training camp standout in 2020 before breaking his foot and landing on IR, has shown up the first couple of days, just in the sense that Sills is a guy who seems to always pop up first in line in receiving drills. He was out on the field late Thursday catching passes from Daniel Jones, who appeared to want to work on some things and needed somebody to catch some passes for him. I had an opportunity to talk to Sills on Thursday. If you're interested in David Sills and his opportunity to make the roster and want to get to know a little bit more about the young man, please read the feature that will be posted on Big Blue View on Sills on Friday morning. All right, Giants fans, training camp will continue Friday and Saturday. Giants will be off Sunday, back to work on Monday. The first fully padded practice of training camp is expected to be on Tuesday, and we'll look forward to that, and yours truly will be in New Jersey for that. I'll be in New Jersey for as many of the practices as I possibly can. So, keep looking at Big Blue View for all of your training camp coverage, for all of your Giants needs as we get you ready for the 2021 season. All right, Giants fans, thank you very, very much for listening to today's show. Take care of each other, stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.